It's Thursday, news listeners, and time for your Thursday installment of the BTN News Show. It is the 8th of June, 2023. Here comes the best in tech that's been going on, and we're going to get you caught up on it now in less than 5 minutes. Well, I'm sure a lot of you are already aware of Reddit's new API pricing terms and how it didn't make too many developers happy. Well, apparently Reddit's kind of coming back on that, just a little though. They're creating an exemption for the unpopular API pricing terms, but it's going to be for apps that are non-commercial and address accessibility needs, saying they won't have to pay the excess Reddit's data. In their statement, they said, "We've connected with some select developers of non-commercial apps that address accessibility needs and offered them exemptions for our large-scale pricing terms." Large indeed. So large that the Reddit community, yeah, they've been in an uproar over this pricing. And because of those exorbitant charges, most are going to have to shut down. And so far, it looks like most developers aren't gaining any headway. From what most developers have been telling people, with multiple hours on phone calls with Reddit staff, their concerns, yep, pretty much unheard. Well, now your Chromebook can be a lot more than just, well, a Chromebook. That's because Microsoft's Minecraft, yep, it's finally came to it. After a lot of time and a lot of rumors, Minecraft is now officially available for Chromebooks. Of course, you're going to have to purchase Minecraft, the Bedrock Edition, and you'll have to do that directly from the Google Play Store. This version also includes the access to the Minecraft Marketplace, where players can explore and acquire unique content. Now, from what we're hearing, the game is compatible with all Chromebook released, at least within the past 3 years. Meaning a lot of devices, yep, they'll be able to take this game on. Now, Google says they want to make it also convenient for Android device owners to be able to enjoy Minecraft on both their phones and the larger screen of the Chromebook. So when you purchase Minecraft on your Chromebook, you'll also be able to download the game at no additional cost to your Android device as well. Yay, two for the price of one. And finally, where on earth is your cat? Well, mine's here at the bottom of my feet right now. You might be able to hear him here on the podcast because he won't shut up. But if you're unsure where your pet is, Apple is here to help, courtesy of your iPhone. Yes, apparently there's a new tool that's going to allow developers to create apps that actually control motorized phone mounts based on your pet's movements. Yeah, I don't know where this is going, so let's read on. Apparently this new framework will actually turn your physical iPhone into an autonomous pet tracking camera, meaning developers can use the pet tracking features with motorized phone stands to actually capture and then follow your pet around your house. You know, the times when you're not at home. And this is all achieved using the new framework called DockKit, in which you create photo and video experiences while an iPhone is mounted on a motorized stand. Apple says devs can create apps that automatically track subject and live video across a 360-degree field, and even take direct control of the stand so you can actually customize the framing. Now, if you're sitting there thinking, woohoo, another feature for iOS 17, nah, think again. No, pet tracking is not coming to the new OS. Apple's only given developers these tools to actually create and launch their own iPhone-powered pet cams. But hey, you never know. In typical Apple fashion, they might say, hey, that's a real good idea. Then ban the app from the App Store and then create their own. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? We'd love to hear from you. Send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Head on over to the official site of the British Tech Network. That, of course, is where the new show is, the Mac Show and the Big Show, too, at britishtechnetwork.com. Follow BTN on the socials at Twitter at British Tech. You can follow me, too, as well on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And come by the community and join in the fun today at the Slack room at britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be back at your way for your Friday installment. And we'll get you caught up with the best technology news that will be going on. But until then, hope your Thursday's going well for you. Have a great day ahead. And thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting the new show.